Hey, everybody out there, that's Mr. Willerford at Joe Baca Middle School, and I'm here today with Dr. Mooney, the Director of Ed Services Secondary and Colon Joint Unified. How are you doing, Mr. Mooney?
Doing very well. Good morning, everyone.
And he's here today to just talk to us about instructional leadership overall, just in education. So my big first question, Dr. Mooney, is how is instructional leadership such a key component in today's environment in education?
Well, instructional leadership is really about caring what's happening in the classrooms between those four walls for your students and what their experience is like and how you're supporting that as an instructional leader. What are your vision and goals that you have for your students, and how are you supporting teachers and actually reaching that vision and goals for every student on your campus?
That's good to know. I guess kind of follow-up question what you said. So knowing that vision and goal in the classroom, what are some strategies as a principal or vice principal or directors even, the superintendents, for us to look for in classrooms to see that these instructional strategies are happening?
You know, one of the key things you just said is what do we look for? So in order to look, you have to be present. And I think getting out into the classrooms and having that firsthand experience and observation of what's taking place in the classroom is key. So, and after that, you act upon what you see. And so the things that you're looking for is student engagement. You want to see your students completely engaged in the learning, their experience being unique, being able to recognize their unique talents through the learning, and also understanding why. One of the things I used to do as when I walk classrooms, where I would just go up to students and say, so why is this important that you know this information? What's the relevance behind it? And are you being challenged? Is the rigor where you're actually being better off having had this experience in your classroom for that day or for that lesson?
Well, that's also really good information. You said a key word there was rigor. Rigor, I know, is one of the key words that's thrown around a lot in education. So how do we ascertain that rigor is happening at the level it needs to happen to make sure our kids are successful?
I think you're going to see that in your student outcomes on multiple levels. You're going to see the creativity that's coming from their learning. I think that's where you really see where rigor is happening in the classroom, is when students are creating new things that didn't exist based before. So based on their learning, they're now being able to bring forward something new and exciting to the learning for other people to actually be able to see and share as far as their experience.
Okay, and then I guess then my next question then would be following up with the rigor component is how do we as educators build these relationships with staff and students to make sure that we're addressing the needs of all of our students?
Yeah, and I shared a book, Culture by Design. I think a big part of that culture that you're talking about and referring to, where those relationships are genuine and real, is that visibility being there, being able to have those conversations with teachers about how you're supporting them, the staff in general, about how you're supporting them, and then following through. I think that's the one thing that sometimes we have a conversation, there's a request, and then maybe sometimes because we get busy, there's that lack of follow through. But following through on what those supports are, as far as from a teacher perspective, and being able to make that part of the reality, which leads to the student experience, which comes back to that overall culture of those positive relationships.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mooney, for taking the time to meet with me during the passing period. The great information to hand out to the rest of our people and our audience. We look forward to working with you more, and you have a great afternoon.
Thank you. You do the same.